WOWO. Fort Wayne.
On August 1st, 1976, WOWO Radio was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until August 1st, 1979. Each April 1st, we place in our public inspection file a list of what we consider to have been some of the significant problems and needs of our service area during the preceding 12 months, and some of our programming to help meet those problems and needs. We invite listeners to send specific suggestions or comments concerning our station operation and programming efforts to WOWO Radio. Radio, 203 West Wayne Street, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46802. Unless otherwise requested, all letters received will be available for public inspection during regular business hours.
Good morning, neighbors. Now it's chore time at Indiana's world-famous Little Red Barn. Live this morning with Dugan Fry, Director of Farm Services here at WOWO. Yours truly, Bob Seavers. Jay Gould honoring his 40th anniversary and the music of Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers.
Seems like old times, having you to walk with, just like old times, having you to talk with.
Welcome to the celebration of Jay Gould's 40th anniversary on WOWO. Bob Seavers recently celebrated his 42nd year on the station, and together they have combined to make one of the longest-running radio teams in the history of the industry. Today, we are happy to have some extra time to share with you some of the many highlights of this most successful tenure. These two fellows have each won enough awards to fill a large room, and while I know they appreciate all of these, I think the biggest award, or reward if you will, that they have received from our great WOWO land has been the continued backing and support from their listeners over the years. Those of us who have enjoyed their merriment and responsible broadcasting alike are delighted to play a small part in this overdue tribute. So let's get the show on the road, our special Sunday edition of the Little Red Barn.
Making dreams come true.
Good morning, farmers from coast to coast and in all the provinces of Canada, and good morning, everybody else. Bob Seavers, my sidekick. Gosh. Nancy Lee on the Hilltopper.
Oh, good morning, Jay. Howdy.
Good morning.
What were you laughing about when you called me your sidekick? That's not funny.
Well, he has to sit across the table and look at you now. That's the difference.
I can see why he's laughing. I don't think I've even combed my hair yet this morning.
Well, I thought that I'd finally graduate from that. I never did get rid of it.
Jay, it's so nice to have you here this morning, and it's so nice to be together again.
Happy Sunday, everybody.
Hey, Sam, I'll tell you what, because we got Bob and Jay here, and I'm almost here if I didn't have all those froggies, but I'm here.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know, you've got some great breakfast for us over there. Why don't we enjoy a little bit of that?
The breakfast, thanks to Barbara Krause, we have donuts, and Ned Foster, our program manager, brought us some hot coffee, and we're all set here.
Not to mention this beautiful cake in front of us that a good friend baked, I see.
That's Sally
isn't
Beck.
Beautiful,
yeah,
isn't it?
Sally Beck.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. It's coffee and
donuts. Barbara just told us not to mention her name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
She doesn't want to be associated with it.
Donuts and coffee for everybody.
For when you dunk a donut, make it nice.
Uh-huh.
Dunkin' Donuts is a lot of fun. Some folks say that it's wrong. Hey, but I know they lie.
For when they're alone, they dunk on the slide.
If you're not a member of this famous club, why, you are simply living in a rut.
You'll learn it quickly if you try, just keep your wristwatch dry.
When you're dunking with a donut, dunking with a donut.
How to drink your coffee without touching the cup. Hey, here is how it's done. Tell them, honey.
Now you just get a donut and you soak it all up.
That's right.
A lot of fun.
For when you dunk a donut, make it nice.
Uh-huh.
Gives it just that softness that you need.
There are many a slips twixt cup and the lips.
But ducking just saves you all of those trips.
Yeah, better hurry up and join the ducking club, or you're simply living in a rut.
To get the last drop in the cup, you can only get it up
if you duck, duck, ducking with a donut. Duck, duck, ducking with a donut.
Hey, wow. Yes, sir.
Well, that gets us off and running this morning, gang, and we've got it. But that whoa-whoa time is 25 minutes before 8.
Winter's coming, and you'll want to shop Fleet Supply to find winter needs at prices that can't be beat.
Nowhere, no way, no how.
Heavy snows used to mean a lot of back-breaking shoveling. Fleet Supply can save you time, energy, and money with an MTD snowblower. The 3 and 5 horsepower models start as low as $199. If you have a fireplace, you can put it to good use and save on fuel bills this winter by cutting your own firewood with a log splitter from Fleet Supply. Fleet Supply also has home light chainsaws with 10 to 43 inch bars starting as low as $88.88. Home light generators rated at 1,350 to 4,000 watts are good standby power sources, and Fleet Supply has several models in stock at a fleet low price. To get ready for winter, shop Fleet Supply's Town and Country Store, located 1.5 miles west of Glenbrook on US 30. They can't be beat.
Nowhere, no way, no how.
Now, this next 5-minute portion of the Little Red Barn program this morning is brought to you by the Maumee Valley Seeds in Woodburn, Indiana, distributors of Vita-coated quality seeds.
Well, with the stress of this year's dry conditions in mind, you should be planning now and ordering for next season right now. Maumee Valley Seeds Shawnee soybeans are quality tested to hold up under very adverse conditions. Maumee Valley's Vita-coated program ensures the farmer that the seeds he buys will be the highest quality seeds available. Shawnee soybeans, a generation leader for 1978, is fast emerging. You know it has excellent standability. As you plan for the next year's planting, remember Maumee Valley's Vita-coated Shawnee soybeans. Ask for them by name at your local Maumee Valley Seed Authorized dealer. Get all the facts about Shawnee soybeans by writing to Maumee Valley Seeds Incorporated, Route 1, Woodburn, Indiana, 46797. The Shawnee soybean is a top-quality, high-yielding, vigorous seed and is available through your Maumee Valley Seed dealer. Jay?
Well, I'm real proud to see that you've got commercials on your Sunday morning program. When we started it, we didn't have any, did we?
Well, I tell you, Jay, really, if you want to be honest, and I believe in being that, for many years, I don't think the salesmen listened at this time on Sunday morning. I don't think they knew we were on.
No, I think that's right.
You know, Jay, if we could, just a minute, because I know you always use this particular segment to talk a little bit about agriculture. This has been a most unusual year, as many of them are for our producers. And I know you have seen many of this type of year, many of the wet kind of years go by. But one of the things that I think is amazing is this this advancement that we have seen in such things as seeds and hybrids and so forth. And you certainly have seen many of them over the years.
Yeah, the changes are almost unbelievable, Dugan. And once again, I'm having a dickens of a time keeping out of the agricultural field for a while. Later on, I'm gonna be talking agriculture. Can't get it off my mind.
I wonder why.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Jay, think of how you've seen the yields increase through the years from when you first started. As far as bushels per acre of soybeans or corn, ears of corn and so on, you've seen a lot of advances. And a lot of those you predicted, and they came true.
I kind of worried. You remember through the years I've told you that I almost worry about all my prophecies. And some of them have come true, haven't they?
Yes, they have. The things you've talked about 20 years later were a reality.
Yeah. Including,
do you still have that old crystal ball at home?
Yeah. Including inflation 20 years ago.
Yes, right.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay, you know, not only you have the ability to sit there and think back about many, many things that have happened and people you have met and so forth, but other folks can do that too. And one of those particular people put it this way.
Hello, Jay. This is Warren Maurer, sending you 40th anniversary congratulations from Philadelphia. Let me tell you, there are very few soybeans growing around Independence Hall these days. As a matter of fact, I don't think I've seen any corn growing since I left Indiana. I'm confused, Jay, how someone as young as you could have been at WoWo for 40 years. I figure you must have started when you were still in diapers. But as you may know, there's nothing quite like the Little Red Barn here on the East Coast. And I miss those words of wisdom you gave me each morning as I got ready for work. Also, there's nobody here at KYW who can put me in my place quite the way you used to. But I'll admit it, sometimes I really deserved it. I also envy those WoWo listeners who've had the pleasure of being part of your audience over the past 40 years, and I'm sure you must be receiving lots of kind words as you celebrate this occasion, and you sure deserve every one. So let me close by saying that I sure wish I could be there in person, but I do send you my congratulations, Jay. You've made a unique, important, and a special contribution to broadcasting, and I sure wish you all the best.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Warren, for those nice words.
And, of course, Warren, one of our former station managers here.
Right. Well, Jay, we brought along some of your favorite music. Oh, Bob Seavers?
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say the preceding five-minute portion of the Sunday Little Red Barn has been brought to you by Maumee Valley Seeds of Woodburn, Indiana, distributors of Vita-coated quality seeds.
Sam, I might explain to listeners, we're doing this show like we did before they had cue cards.
Yes, live. But we're sure about this. Jay, I know you are a lover of close harmony, and one of the girls' trios you've always admired are with us this morning, of course, on record, but one of your favorite songs, too, and happy 40th from the McGuire sisters.
Couldn't beat them.
From your pillow to the shadow of a willow tree, and tiptoe through the tulips with me. From your pillow to the shadow of a willow tree. That's where I'll be. Tiptoe through the tulips with me. Knee deep, your hand in mine. In flowers we'll stray. We'll keep any old sign of showers.
When I first met Tom, I thought he didn't even like me. Well, he never said much.
Well, it's been fun. Good night.
All he ever said to my folks was...
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Even when I agreed to jog with him every morning just to please him, all he said was...
Be sure to wear your sweatpants.
But what a change when he got around to proposing. Just holding that little box with my diamond ring in it seemed to turn him into a completely different person.
Darling, I hope this diamond makes you happy. It's beautiful, like you are, like our love is. It's from cousins, of course.
Oh, that Tom. When he wants to say what's on his mind, he really knows how to say it.
Yeah.
Cousins Jewelers take special care to select only the most beautiful diamonds so that you can give a diamond from Cousins with special pride. And Cousins has a full range of styles and settings with one that's just perfect for the two of you. Come to Cousins and select the dazzling diamond that will help you speak your love in a very special way.
Well, we're now at 15 minutes before 8 o'clock, and I promised that I was going to, for the most part, keep my mouth shut this morning, but... I've got an advantage here that Bob Seavers usually has, and I'm running the board this morning.
Yes.
I'm running the equipment.
Well, I knew it.
Your mic isn't on, Bob. Go ahead.
No.
I knew that you wouldn't keep your mouth shut. You weren't kidding me when you told me.
Now, your mic is off, and your mic is off, and everybody's, because I want to take a chance or a time here to say something before all the other very deserved tributes come in. I have an advantage that a lot of people did not have with this particular team, because not only did I have the opportunity to grow up listening to these two gentlemen and very much admiring what they had done, but sort of a lifetime dream for me came true when I not only got to join the WoWo staff and work with these two fellas, but then one day long ago when a gentleman called me into his office, he said, "Fry, I want to see you when you get off." And I thought, uh-oh, because when this particular man talks to you that way, you think you're in trouble. Well, it happened to be Jay Gould, and he said to me, "I understand that you have an interest in agriculture," and we talked about it a little bit. And from that point on, he kind of took me under his wing, and I guess, well, the rest is, Jay, I just want to say thank you very much. And I appreciate each and everything you've done for me and working me into this thing. And as people ask me, and your mic's not on yet, so wait a second. When I'm out speaking, they say, "Are you the fellow who took Jay Gould's place?" And I always say, "No, ma'am," or "No, sir." Nobody takes Jay Gould's place. I'm just the person who was chosen to try to carry it on.
Well, Dugan, I can just say this much for you. You have been an inspiring pupil.
You know, Jay, I don't know if you recall.
You haven't changed a bit in 5 years. You know that, Jake?
Jay, I don't know if you recall or not, but about the first week we were on together, we received a nice letter from a Mrs. Fry. She wrote us about a 4-page letter. And she wrote 2 pages, and she said, "Now, I'll be back. Don't run away. I've got to go change Dugan's dighties."
Oh, yeah.
Well, many of the things we're going to be doing today and talking about are the real positive, very serious broadcasting things that these two gentlemen have been able to do, and along with people like Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers over the years. But another thing I was going to say, having the opportunity to grow up listening to what you guys have done, a lot of it has been your madcap activities, too, where many times I heard people say, "I wonder what those crazy guys are going to do next." Well, not all of that, now I can tell you, is planned. Occasionally it happens accidentally. This is one that I don't know if either one of you remember, if I were to tell you, but I'm sure you remember when you hear it, a time when you were talking about a tour that Bob was going to lead, and the people had to get the reservations in. Well, it went like this, except Jay had just one little minor slip in it.
"You know, Jay, that time is getting short now, and we're not just kidding.
They send the letter in, and today's the 11th, they get the letter in.
That's
then
right.
They'll have to wait until this thing comes back, and they have to make a decision. They have to get the visas, get passports,
yes.
Maybe dig up their birth certificates."
"Yes. Well, that's your goof this morning. Well, anyway, birth certificates. And we've got this free color brochure to send to you, so send to either Oriental Tour or to just to be Bob Seavers, WOWO Fort Wayne. We'll send you the folder, and we've got just room for about 6 more people on the tour." You just keep quiet over there, Jay, while I talk about Leesburg Lumber.
Well, that's the way it went. You remember that one?
I do remember it now, yes.
Well, the funniest thing that ever happened in our broadcasting together.
No, don't tell that one.
Oh, no, go ahead, Jay.
The funniest thing that ever happened were always accidents.
Yes, that's right. I recall one time, and I won't mention the story, but I looked over for you and I couldn't find you. You were under the table. You were laughing so hard. That had to do with an Armstrong tire commercial, if you recall.
Well, some of the great things you have done, Jay, is composing music. And many of your songs have been heard on WoWo for the past 40 years. And now this morning, for the first time, live. And let's see if you remember this melody. We're going to play it, one of your not-too-well-known songs, but we think it's a beauty. Are you ready, Jay?
Friends? I can't imagine what you're going to do.
All right, listen.
Thank you.
Bravo. Very good.
Remember that one, Jay?
Dream Castle.
That's right.
Very, very good. Castle.
I don't think I ever heard that one before.
That song, no. Composed by our own Jay Gould, goes back how many years, Jake?
Oh, yes. I think that goes back. I think I composed that when I first came here. I think that goes back just about 35, 40 years.
It's the kind of a melody that Wayne King, the Waltz King, would have recorded and played in his time. Was it published then, Jay? Was it well known? Or
no, well, that was done. Oh, dear. Who was the organist?
Jesse Crawford.
Jesse,
of the organ.
Jesse Crawford.
Right?
And, and when he did it on the network, he said it's one of the most beautiful waltzes that have been written in the last 10 years or something.
Amen, brother. Yeah.
But I just want to tell you this. I hope you realize that Sam, and this is a surprise to me, of course, that Sam went to all of the trouble to make an arrangement of that, and they went all the trouble rehearsing it. So they did it so beautifully. And I tell you, I appreciate all the work you did to deliver
Jay,
it was
a joy.
Jay, I would bet you if you had to choose somebody to arrange one of your melodies, he'd probably be one of the first ones, huh?
It's too bad he only gets on once a week.
Hey, we have something coming up a little bit later.
All right. Right now, the time here at the Little Red Barn is 7 1/2 minutes before 8 o'clock.
The fabulous Sunday Lunch Brunch at the Hilton Inn is back. A fresh fruit bar like Fort Wayne has never seen is included with every entree. Then you can create your own omelet, selecting your own combination of ingredients, or choose from crab or turkey crepes, or omelets, or crab and cheddar sandwiches, or steak and eggs, or pork chop and eggs. Whatever you choose, it'll be extraordinary. The Hilton Inn's exciting Sunday Lunch Brunch, serving every Sunday from 11 a.m. The Hilton Inn at Bearfield Airport.
Okay, and I'll tell you what now. We've had one of Jay's original tunes with Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers. Jack Carmen's down there, too. Jack, we want to have you at least have a chance to say hello to Nancy, because Sam sneaked out. Mm-hmm. So I'll put you two on, Mike. I know you got something you'd like to say to Jay, I'm sure.
Well, I want to say that it was a pleasure working with Jay Gould all these years, and I sure wish him the best to come yet.
Yes, right. Another 40 years we want to add to your 40-year record, Jay.
Well, I can just tell you two that you don't have any admirer who thinks so much of you as I do. I've watched that marvelous genius of Jack from time to time. And, of course, you and I both play the guitar, you know.
Right, Jay, and I understand, too, that a little later on you're going to do a little guitar solo for us again, right?
Oh, I'm going to show off this morning.
Well, now listen. You go ahead and brag, Jay. Go ahead and brag, Nancy, about your guitar work, because I got something right now that I want you to hear, both of you.
Uh-oh.
You're not the only one in this group that plays a guitar. Now, not me.
No, and you aren't going to do it now.
I'm going to do it.
Let's do it.
Let me say one thing. Sam worked on me all week to sing a song, Jay. Jay, first of all, I only remembered two verses or stanzas of this song, the old favorite.
Well, there's 40 stanzas, so thank goodness for that.
And if it wouldn't, and I got up at 4 o'clock this morning, and in fact, I haven't combed my hair yet, and if it wouldn't have been for you, Sam would never have talked me into it.
Well, the only other song he knew, Jay, we couldn't put on the air.
I really am known as the poor man's Jim Reeves.
Well, I'll tell you this much, if Severs is going to sing.
Uh-huh. Oh, brother, I'm
glad. That's because he loves me. He never has done it before.
Well, watch out for the ring. Here it comes.
Oh, boy, here we go. 4 o'clock in the morning, and I don't have a singing voice in the first place. A group of jolly cowboys discussing plans at ease. Says one, I'll tell you something, boys, if you will listen, please. I'm an old cowpuncher, and here I'm dressed in rags. I used to be a gay one, boys, and take on great big jags. But I've got a home, boys, a good one you all know. Although I have not seen it, boys, since a long, long time ago. I'm going back to Dixie once more to see them all. And I'm going to see my mother, boys, when the work's all done this fall.
Hey, how about that? Yeah.
That was me and my old Kalamazoo guitar.
Let's give him a Chris Roberts round of applause.
Hey. I appreciate
it. I did that for you, Jay. It took a lot of talking.
I didn't know you used to be gay.
They want me to do that.
They want to see reform.
They wanted me to do that live and use Nancy's guitar. And said, no way, no way. I'll do it at 4 o'clock in the morning all by my lonesome.
You know what? Isn't it? We talked about changing hybrids, changing seeds, changing farming. Isn't it amazing how our vernacular has changed?
Yes.
When that was recorded, to say I used to be gay, no problem.
Yeah, then there was a song called A Gay Caballero.
Yeah.
Well, Sievers himself has changed a lot.
See what I've put up with 40 years. Let's just get back to the
program. Sam?
Remember when Nancy was giving Jay Gould guitar lessons?
Yeah.
He started very humbly. He played a few little chords, and as the weeks progressed, he just amazed all of us.
Oh, yes.
So, Jay, you might recall this.
Yeah?
Well, now I think, Sam and Nancy, we should find out what kind of progress Jay has made in the few weeks that he's been practicing with Desa. Jay, get it tuned up there.
Let's hear a little louder, Jay. Can hardly...
That's good enough. But wait a minute. Is this... let me try this first here. Is this in a tune?
Hit the other one now. Yeah, that's close enough for radio, Jay. That's fine. Now, 5 weeks ago, when you started practicing on your guitar, you promised you'd have a solo ready on this date. This is what, February 24th?
Don't talk all the time while I'm to get ready here. Wait a minute, Nancy. Give me that thumb pick.
Want the thumb pick, too?
Yeah. Well, I don't use these old straight ones. That's why I use them again.
Here's a better one, Jay.
Yeah,
use
that one
there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you feel at ease? You want a sip of coffee before you start out or anything?
Well, Jay, you want Nancy to help you on the other guitar?
No, just don't lean on my shoulders. That's all. I've got to have my
arms. You've got to have a lot of room, right?
All right, you all set?
I got this blood blister on my finger, too.
All right, Jay, I'll count to three, and when I count three, you go.
Turn on the microphone, then.
All right, here we go. One, two, three, go.
Studying the Watergate methods.
Doing what now?
I think I'm going to stay home next Sunday morning.
Now, if any of you friends would like to take lessons from Jay, why, just contact him out at Belly Acres.
Right.
And will you be disappointed?
Wait till Sam Irvin hears about this.
If Chet Atkins could only hear you now, Dad.
Okay, very good.
Jay, all right. Jay, bravo.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's time for me to remind everybody that we're listening to our special Sunday edition of our Little Red Barn. In case you're just joining us this morning, we are celebrating the 40th anniversary of Uncle Jay Gould here at WoWo. What we hope is the beginning of 40 more. And, of course, also celebrating the longtime team of Jay and Bob on WOWO, the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming Fort Wayne.
Good morning. It's 51 degrees in Fort Wayne. Our outlook calls for partly cloudy skies this morning with some fog, then mostly sunny this afternoon with a high near 65. I'm Linda Loesch with the 8 o'clock WoWo News. An Egyptian newspaper says the Egypt-Israeli peace talks will begin on October 12th in Washington. There's been no official comment on the report from Washington officials. President Carter drew cheers from blacks last night when he told a congressional black caucus dinner he will fight for passage of the Humphrey-Hawkins full employment bill and for the ERA. Thousands of mourners waited in line in the rain today to pay their last respects to Pope John Paul I. More than 200,000 mourners already have filed past his body, which will lie in state until his funeral on Wednesday.
A one-car accident about midnight last night in Defiance County, Ohio, claimed one life. Dead is 55-year-old Florence Baker of Oakwood, Ohio. Baker apparently lost control of her car on the Bowman Road, about 3 miles south of Defiance. The car left the road and hit a tree. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Now with a look at the religious news, here is WoWo's religious news editor, Reverend James Pepper.
A very pleasant good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. It's time now to take a look at the religious news. The biggest news story of the week in the religious scene has been the death of the Pope. On Friday, shortly after the announcement of the Pope's death, Bishop William McManus of the Fort Wayne South Bend Diocese was contacted, and this is his reaction.
How did you learn of the Pope's death, and what was your immediate reaction?
A friend of mine called me at 1:30 this morning and gave me the news. I didn't sleep much afterwards because I was greatly shocked by this unexpected news of the Pope's death so soon after his election. As a priest, however, I encountered sudden death many times, and I know that the Pope was probably prepared for whatever would come.
Also this morning, we have a commentary from Franklin Williams concerning the death of the Pope.
Pope John Paul I is dead, and I mourn that great loss. I mourn him not because he was a saint, but because he was a man. His was the shortest reign of any pope in almost 400 years. Yet in that brief month, his star warmed us all. He was a man in love with language, a man of learning, a man of letters whose writings impressed scholars all over the world. But that's not where his greatness lay. When he was installed as Pope, he refused to be carried on the shoulders of other men. This was an age-old tradition, yet he wanted none of it. Surrounded by a blaze of pomp and splendor, he walked to the ceremony on his own 2 feet. Mortal feet, he seemed to be reminding us, feet of clay that would, when his time came, return to the earth. As he blessed the people who cheered him, he asked them to bless him too. For he would need their strength to heal a church torn by dissent, and he would need their prayers to carry his awesome burden. I watched that gentle man assume his enormous responsibilities, and like his, my heart was full to bursting. In the end, his heart couldn't bear the strain. Though not a Roman Catholic, I felt a part of his global family. Now he has my heart. He has my prayers. This is Franklin Williams in New York.
In other news on the religious scene, the Reverend Thomas Quigley, Jr. of Louisville, Kentucky, has been called to become the executive director of the Indiana Interreligious Commission on Human Equality. He will assume that post on November the 1st. Quigley is an ordained minister of the Disciples of Christ and has served the Louisville Area Interchurch Organization for Service for the past 6 years. The Indiana Interreligious Commission was organized by 26 religious bodies in the Hoosier State to work to eliminate racism from society and religious structures. And that's the news on the religious scene for this Sunday morning. I'm Jim Pepper.
Wobbleland weather calls for partly cloudy skies this morning with some fog, and then mostly sunny this afternoon with a high near 65 and northwest winds at 12 to 18 miles an hour. Clear and calm tonight, a low near 42. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 73. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow night with a chance for showers late at night and a low near 50. Morning showers on Tuesday, then clearing skies by the afternoon and a high near 68. Last check officially from the airport, the barometer rising from 30.12 inches. Winds are out of the west at 5 miles an hour. The relative humidity 97%, and with fog foggy skies in Fort Wayne, it's 51 degrees. For WoWo News, I'm Linda Loesch, and at 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, it's time to head back to the barn for the big celebration of Jay Gould's 40 wonderful years at WoWo.
All right, Linda, thank you very much. We're all here, and for people just joining us, we might say that indeed we are live and direct this morning, as live as we can possibly be, and we have Uncle Jay Gould on his 40th anniversary. We got Bob Seavers. We've got Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers, and I think I'm still Dugan Fry, and we're real happy to be here to honor Jay. Before we get back underway musically, we're going to go another hour here up till 9 o'clock. We have another special guest to come in. We have our general manager and vice president of Westinghouse Broadcasting, Dan Friel. So open the barn door there so Dan can come on in. Come on,
hey,
Dan. Come on
in. Good morning, Chief. Look at that. When did you pick those, Dan?
Good morning, wow. Early this morning, Sam. I took the dew off them before I brought them in.
Hey, all right.
Jay, it's my pleasure, on behalf of everyone at WOWO, over the past 40 years, to present to you this beautiful bowl with the inscription that says, "A heartfelt thank you for sharing 40 years of concern, wisdom, and information." October 1, 1978.
All right. Great.
Thank you.
And Dan, we might describe that because our number one camera is not working too well this morning.
It is a beautiful thing, though, isn't it?
It is. It's a loving cup with flowers in it.
It's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
And they are yellow, and they are... Nancy, you're the... Get up here, Nancy. You're the botanist.
Nancy, why don't you come on in here and tell us all the colors that are in there.
I'll tell you, they're yellow and pink, and they're chrysanthemums and carnations and daisies and the fall color leaves and the cattails, and it is scrumptious. Jay, if you don't want it, I'll take it home.
I'm going to take it home to my little fat lady because she did a lot of work for me.
And Jay, and we might mention that's on a beautiful wooden pedestal with a silver bowl on top in which you find the flowers. And in connection with that, I have a proclamation from His Honor Robert E. Armstrong, Mayor for the City of Fort Wayne, and I'm going to read it right now before we get back into the rest of the things that are coming up. Certificate of Commendation. Whereas Jay Gould has served WoWo Radio and its vast listening audience for 4 decades, contributing his talents not only on the airways but also in the whole realm of public service, and... Whereas Jay Gould has become a legend within his own lifetime, developing a reputation for his unique sensitivity and for his acute awareness of human needs, and whereas Jay Gould has been known to enlarge the vision of his many listeners through his poetry and daily vignettes, helping others to view the world in limitless dimensions, and whereas Jay Gould has been identified as the voice of farming for many years, distinguishing himself in the field of nutrition by his efforts in encouraging the optimum use of food resources and by relating little-known information about the environment and man's need to preserve and respect it. Now, therefore, I, Robert E. Armstrong, Mayor of the City of Fort Wayne, Indiana, do hereby extend this certificate of commendation to Jay Gould and do join with his family, friends, and community in saluting Jay Gould, in witness whereof I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the office of the Mayor of the City of Fort Wayne to be affixed this 29th day of September, 1978. Robert E. Armstrong, Mayor for the great city of Fort Wayne.
All right. Yes.
Well, that's great.
Well, that was beautiful, wasn't it?
Look at it, Jay. Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that nice? I should frame that.
No, yeah. Well, I tell you what. I'm not going to give this to you to take home because the station wants to frame it for you.
What the heck?
That's off the record.
Oh, that's even better.
Watch out. He won't sign a contract for the next...
Next thing you're going to take him a check.
What do you got, Sam?
Well, for many, many years, we Hilltoppers, along with one of our original members, Roy Hansen, sang the Dinner on the Farm theme. And we haven't heard that one for a long time, Jay, so we thought we'd get the gang together and sing another one of your truly original compositions and a great one, Dinner on the Farm.
I'll tell you one thing, Dugan. In those days, you see, well, that before your time, we used to have a real Dinner on the Farm show with a theme.
Right.
You mean they also gave you some food, some real food?
No, but we had, we made believe, you know.
And Jay, you know, we had a special guest every day, too, Rumpelstiltskin. Remember, he would sing along with the organ music.
I still got the recording of him.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
And he really was your canary, wasn't he? Right.
Sam, what do you got here now?
Dinner on the Farm, shall we?
Dinner on the farm. Stop your working on dinner on the farm. Stop your working, leave your raking hole and fall. Dinner bells are ringing, all mother's calling.
Come and get it, kids.
Dinner on the farm. Better hurry, cause dinner on the farm. Don't you worry, there'll be more than you can eat. Everything's so fresh and sweet. Come to dinner on the farm.
Everyone just starve to death. Waits will come back for more.
And more.
You just have to hold your breath to pass the kitchen door.
Bacon at the pump. Swaddle up and comb your hair, get on the jump. Come and get it here, it's easy for a king. So together we will sing, it's dinner on the farm.
Can't wait till supper time, but the bestest time of all is when I hear my mammy call.
Dinner on the farm. Stop your working, cause it's dinner on the farm. Stop your quirk and leave your raking hole and plow. Dinner bells are ringing, our mother's calling.
Come and get it, everybody.
Dinner on the farm. Better hurry, cause it's dinner on the farm. Don't you worry, there'll be more than you can eat. Everything's so fresh and sweet. Come to dinner on the farm.
Why, everybody. everyone just starve to death. Wait, we'll come back for more. You just have to hold your breath past that kitchen door.
Baby, at the pump. Bottle up and comb your hair, get on the stove. Come and get it here with Katie Gordon King. So together we will sing this dinner on the farm.
I like that tune.
Now, great. I'll tell you, Jay, we have, and I don't want to forget to get these things in because we have another recorded surprise for you. Somebody that I know is very familiar to you. And so open up your ears right now and give a listen to this one.
Happy anniversary, Jay. It's been a long time, hasn't it? But I well remember the day you came. I don't know whether you remember me, but I think you will. I also remember the day that Bob Seavers came. Way back, right after he came out of, almost grade school. I hate to say that, but I don't, well, maybe it was high school. But you, Jay, have always been such an inspiration to me. Oh, and I'm thinking now of what I like to call our family, our WO family, especially our family of kids. This has always been my highlight and my remembrance of you when we planned for our kids, when we had our choir, when we had our Christmas parties, and I still get letters from some of those kids. I bet you do, too. And old Dr. Hickory, which you took to NVC, I believe, with the big brown book with the green leaves. And, of course, I remember your Freedoms poem, the one that got into the Congressional Record and also won for you a Freedoms Foundation Award. That was a proud day when we heard about that. And Millie and I still talk about that once in a while. I don't see her very often, but you remember your secretary, I'm sure. And I always think of you, and I'm sure the other people around WOW land do too, of the man with the big white hat. And I kind of remember too our week down at the National Plowing Contest near Wabash. I don't know whether you'd want me to mention that you sat on the same wagon with Richard Nixon, but I believe he was vice president then, and we had quite a lot of talks with him about farming. That's just a few of the highlights. And to bring you up to date, I'm listening to your meditations on motherhood. I think they do you very, very proud because nobody knows the deep thinking you do. And while you give speeches instead of speeches, I know that deep down you're one of the most well-educated men. And thank you for letting me wish you happy anniversary.
Jay, one of the finest ladies we've ever had here. Who was it?
Hilda Wormeyer, one of the sweetest and most intelligent people we ever had working at this place.
You certainly are right there,
Jay. Wasn't that a sweet thing she did?
And not only you old veterans of WOWO, but those young kids of us here who have joined the staff appreciate Hilda, too.
Yeah, right.
I'm beginning to think I'm pretty good.
Well, I hope your hat fits after the program.
Yeah.
One of the things that Jay has, before we get too doggone serious here, one of the things over the years that Jay has been so good at has been surprising Bob Seavers from time to time. And as we said, many of the things that happen are accidental. The next thing that happened, or that I want to play for you, was not an accidental thing. It was a combination of Jay, Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers were in on it. A copywriter we had at that time by the name of Ron Ross, the sponsor who was involved in this. All of them were in on it except Bob Seavers. And Jay, you'll remember near Christmas one time when you all got together and pulled this little surprise on Bob when he thought he had a regular commercial coming up.
You stop in at Kramer Furniture, just a half block north of the courthouse in Fort Wayne, and then tell Fred and Irene that you want a Wolf Silcon mattress delivered. Now, prices start as low as $39.50. That's the Wolf Silcon Lura mattress. And then there's the new Wolf Silcon at $49.50. That's the Wolf Silcon Nida at $59.50. And for extra support in your mattress, you might want the Wolf Silcon Deluxe at $69.50. But friends, whichever you choose, you know it will be good and last for years without sagging. Tell Fred when you want it delivered. And then come Christmas, now Dad has no present under the tree, and you, Mom, you just keep mum. Then you trundle off to bed and whammo, Dad will suddenly wake up to the fact that... that you did get him a present. Wham. Oh, this Ron Ross, I tell you. Well, anyway, folks, Dad will fall asleep so quickly that he won't even thank you for the present till the next morning. But it is a wonderful gift. So, folks, be sure. I don't know. There must be an easier way to make a living, folks. When you go into Fred and Irene's, you tell them we sent you, won't you?
Don't you dare!
Just a half block north of the courthouse in downtown Fort Wayne.
Nancy still cackling over there.
Oh, I can still remember that morning like it was yesterday.
That's when I inherited the other nickname of Whammo. And Dave says, good morning, Whammo.
We ought to put that on the hit side of a record sometime.
Well, I'll tell you what. Since we have had a little bit of laughter here again at your expense this morning, Bob, I think it's only due and fitting that we give you a chance to get serious just a little bit and give us some of your thoughts this way.
Whether you realize it or not, Jay, what, if any, success I've had in broadcasting these 40 years with you, I owe it all to the fact that I've been so closely associated with you. Again, hardly being able to remember my own father, you have been like a father to me. I have respected you for your ability to create not only music and song or poems that are unique, your choice of words and the expression of life, your ability to win boys and girls to good habits and the appreciation of the world around them, your genius in letting us see that other entire worlds exist in the life of an ant, a butterfly, or a microorganism in the soil under our feet, the many thousands of miracles around us that we fail to see in our everyday lives. Through the years, you've made us appreciate all of the nature around us, showing us each has its plan in this complete and wonderful world. You've caused us to think, which, knowing you, was your earnest desire and goal in the first place. With your many college degrees that you even hesitate to talk about, you've made me, your partner of these 40 years, feel that that is not the end of learning. You've helped me overcome my feeling of inferiority without one. You've taught me that that was only the beginning of learning in life, the tools with which to build things. And you've helped me build from your experiences. You've taught me to, above all things, be myself, not to imitate anyone. How many times have you said to me, Seavers, you're using your voice 17 again, be yourself. Well, Jay, on this, your 40th anniversary here at WoWo, I'd like to roll back time, but that's not possible. Little did I realize that first meeting 40 years ago today would be such an important guiding light in my life, my fuller experience in the wonderful world of broadcasting. What success I've had, if any, I want you to know I owe it to you in guiding me on to the right path. It was your constant guidance, encouragement, and reprimands where needed that shaped my thinking and career. Let me be the first to say, it was a day that literally shaped the lives of many, that October 1st, 1938, the day you, Jay Gould, came to WOWO.
That is one of the most beautiful things that anybody has ever said about me. Wasn't that lively?
It was.
Well, it came from the heart. It wasn't so fancy, but it came from the heart,
Jay. It was.
That's beautiful.
Well, Bob, I think you've got something that you want to pull
Well, I think
too.
Now, from something serious, we ought to get back to Jay and have him sing something that's a little on the humorous side.
This is serious.
Oh, it is?
You're darn right.
All right, let's listen to it.
It doesn't feed the babies and it doesn't cut the wood. It doesn't pay the monthly bills and wouldn't if it could. It makes you kinda happy, but it makes you awful sad. For every 10 it gives a lift, it drives a million mad. It doesn't mean a single thing, it's just a game we play. It's just a word folks use when they have nothing else to say. Now there's the trouble, everywhere I go it's in the air. This love for every other word is getting in my head. Fooey on love, on magic moonlight, fooey on love. Romantic June night, I'm washed up with love's caress, with all the hocus pocus for that one word jazz. Fooey on love, it's only hooey I'm telling you. It's got me screwy, why everywhere I go it's always love, love, love. Love everyone, they said at church, it's love, a dance, a show. It's love in books, in opera, Shakespeare and radio. Oh, fooey on love, here's for the river I'm jumping in, where I shall never, ever hear that word again.
I just asked Jay if he wrote that, and you did write that, then.
Oh, sure, I wrote it and meant it.
He's got a little, if you notice underneath the table, he's got a little button he pushes, and when he does, a little fat lady's radio cuts out when that he protects himself. But, you know, Jay, there have been so many people over the years that have been associated with you that I know wish they had a chance to, in person, tell you what they think. But that's not possible. Another one of those people who does have a chance, though, by the magic world of recording once again is this gentleman.
Hello, Jay. This is Carl Vandegrift here. So it's been 40 years for you, old boy. That's great. I'm very proud to have been a part of a large share of those years. Also, Bob Seavers, I understand, is in for a 40-year veteran's pin as well. And congratulations to Bob, too. I know it's going to be a great weekend for both of you, so I'll just stop by and say hello and thanks for all of the years that you helped me with. Bye-bye.
Okay, Jay.
Well, thanks to Carl Vandegrift.
Good to hear from him, wasn't it?
Yeah, and before we get any further, if I could just say one thing, it hadn't been said yet, but there's almost nothing that I have done that Bob Seavers didn't get in on all through these years, and I can't think of any of his projects that I didn't get a finger into. So as I look back over the hills and valleys of these years, it's the team of Seavers and Gould, with the help of many others, particularly Sam and Nancy and Jack, that has achieved quite a few things. And I just wanted to get that in, because wherever I have been, there's always, I never could get rid of Seavers.
Yeah. May I say something? If it wasn't for Carl Vandegrift, we Hilltoppers would never have been here all these years, because it was Carl that gave us our chance. You see, Jack and I were veterans of World War II, and it was pretty hard to get a job after being away from radio. But Carl believed in us and gave us that one opportunity, and we will always be grateful for that, Jay, along with you.
Was that his fault?
Thanks, Carl.
What do you got for us next, Sam?
We had a picnic a while back when Jay Gould and Bob Seavers, for the first time, tap danced on radio. Listen to this.
Well, Sam, how do you recommend we leave the air this morning?
You were too bashful, you and Jay, to do the soft shoe dance at your 40th anniversary at Southside High School.
I wouldn't get out in front of
Would you do it now in the barn for us, though?
Maybe out here if you close the door so nobody can look.
All right, and Bodie's not even looking. He's gone.
You, Jay, will you do a little soft shoe with me this morning?
We have some music to go with it, too.
Well, I
now, come on.
I've done this before.
All right, here we go. Come on out.
Together now, fellas.
All right, now let's get over there.
Here's my
hand. Here, hold my hand, see. We can do it together.
I can't get the turntable to go.
Uh-oh.
There it is. Okay, Dre. Come on, let's dance.
Right, hang on to me now.
Hey, you're doing pretty good. Keep up, Jay. Come on.
Well, just look over that way, but this is where I'm going to walk on my own feet.
Hey, you're looking good. No kidding.
Hey, I didn't think we could do it.
Just stay together like the Dolly Sisters.
Listen, well, we better knock that off. I don't think you're going to live through this whole thing.
Well, you got to get your big finish.
I've got it. You think you have to?
I don't, all right. Jay, now, stop dancing over there, Jay. You're not going to... Last.
We've got to sign the station off, too.
Friends, Jay is all tuckered out, as he says, so I'll just say thanks for helping us do the chores out here at the Little Red Barn this morning. Now, in the absence of Jay, who is sitting down panting, this is Bob Sievers wishing you acres of good health for the day.
Bushels of
good luck.
Bushels of... Friends, this has been the Little Red Barn, the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming. I should have written it down. The big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO, in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
There, you smart Alex. This brings back another memory of mine. When I first got my false dentures.
Yes.
I came into the studio, and this doggone Sam had some castanets. And every time I talked, he clicked those castanets, remember?
You called me a Roy Oyster or something.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we're coming up here, and again, for those who are just joining us and wondering, there's nothing wrong with your radio. This is a special anniversary celebration of our Sunday Little Red Barn. We are going to be on until 9 o'clock.
And we're live.
And we are live. We've got Uncle Jay Gould celebrating his 40th anniversary. We've got Bob Sievers, of course, a part of that great team for so many years, Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers. And we're going to have a very special treat. I'm going to have to take just a little break here because we have the news update coming up very shortly. But I'll tell you what, Jay, before we do that even, I've got something else that I think is going to be a complete surprise to you because, you know, quite often Bob Sievers has had a chance to tell you what he thinks of you.
Mm-hmm.
One way or another.
Yeah.
But there is somebody else that has been able to observe some of the things you have done over the years and make some observations, and I want to play this for you right now and see, you listen and see if you have any idea. I'm not sure if this lady identifies herself or not, but we'll see, and you tell me who this is.
I remember when Bob got back from his 4 years in service, and we were discussing the changes that had taken place at the station while we were out of town. When he mentioned Jay Gould had become farm director, I said, "You mean the Jay Gould who plays the piano and sings? Does he know anything about farming?" Well, it didn't take me long to discover that not only did you know quite a lot about farming, but also about human nature, interpersonal relationships, philosophy, and almost any other subject one could mention. I admire you for your respect for and understanding of the good earth. It's been my privilege to have known you and Sphinx for these many years, and I would like to add my congratulations on your 40th anniversary with WOWO. I feel congratulations should also go to that lovely wife of yours, without whose warmth and understanding and patience, you probably couldn't have done it.
Okay. You know who that was, Jay?
No.
That was Harriet.
Was it Harriet? Well, for goodness sake, bless her heart.
It took a lot of talking to get her, so she sat in the easy chair this morning and wrote some notes, and then I took her down to the basement studio to record that. That was after I sang.
Well, what she said about my little fat lady is right.
Yes, it is.
Jay, I'll tell you what. It's time for us to break the station, as Bob often tells me, but I'm not going to do it because you do it so very well. Why don't you throw it up to young Linda Loesch, and I'll say young because she's a few years younger than you, and she's got a news update up there.
You are listening to the Little Red Barn program that comes to you every morning in the week over the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming. Westinghouse, WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
What an honor. Jay Gould's never broken the station for me before. In the news this morning, according to a Cairo newspaper, the Israeli-Egyptian peace treaty negotiations will begin in Washington October 12th. Most earlier reports indicated the talks would be held somewhere in the Sinai. Ventriloquist Edgar Bergen, who spent 50 years in show business, died of an apparent heart attack last night in Las Vegas. His most popular dummy, Charlie McCarthy, will be given to the Smithsonian Institute. The funeral for Pope John Paul I will be outdoors in St. Peter's Square on Wednesday, and 10 days later, the College of Cardinals will convene in the Sistine Chapel to choose his successor. A one-car accident about midnight last night in Defiance County, Ohio, claimed one life. Dead is 55-year-old Florida.